Well, a few scattered showers will develop today with an onshore east wind. It looks to be pretty scattered and mostly west of Interstate 95 where rain occurs. Otherwise, it'll be warm again with temperatures topping out in the upper 80s. We're in quite a dry spell now after Hurricane Irma moved through. Of course, we needed a chance to dry out and to get the streams and rivers to recede, and that's what's going on now. Really, our next best chance for rain will be tomorrow and Saturday, and not everybody will get in on the rain. So some spots will continue the dry spell. While other areas will get some rain, they'll briefly be heavy showers, but they're quite scattered. And with onshore east winds, the tendency will be for that rainfall to be closer to the coast overnight and into the morning hours, and then more inland in the afternoon and early evening, with a general movement from east to west at about 15 to 20 miles per hour. So we'll have the breezy conditions, a few scattered showers for today, and particularly for tomorrow and Saturday. Plenty of dry hours, though, too, if you need to get outside. Now, by Sunday and Monday, we go back to mainly dry weather. It'll be quite hot and plenty of sunshine. The winds will gradually diminish, too, though it'll still be a little breezy on Sunday, with temperatures topping out in the upper 80s to near 90 degrees. Tendency to be a little cooler at the beaches with that onshore east wind off water that's in the low to mid 80s. In the tropics, well, of course, all eyes on Hurricane Maria. After pounding Puerto Rico into the southeastern and near the southeastern Bahamas, it will be the fourth significant hurricane to hit the Bahamas in the last 3 years. It's been quite a string here. Reminds me somewhat of the Carolinas back in the mid to late 1990s when they were getting hit by storm after storm. But in any case, the storm will turn more northward with time. That's, of course, key to Jacksonville's weather in northeast Florida. It looks like this stays 500-plus miles to the east, so that's some good news. Still not off the hook, though. The central and upper eastern seaboard of the U.S., anywhere from about Virginia to New England, indications are it stays offshore, but it's going to be darn close, and I'm afraid this could end up being at least somewhat of a hit. Somewhere on the U.S. coast near Washington, D.C. or New York City, probably weakening by then, but it's a situation to watch. As far as our own local weather is concerned, the big story will be breezy conditions at the beaches, rough season surf, and a pretty significant onshore wind event for our beaches, the last thing that we need now after Hurricane Irma. It's not extreme, but it's fairly significant, and given the condition of our beaches, we just don't need it, so it's going to sort of add insult to injury. The closest approach to Maria at about 600 miles away or so looks to be Sunday night, due east of Jacksonville, maybe into early Monday morning. Seas will be building to around 5 to 7 feet for a time over the weekend, crashing at the beaches, 3 to 4 footers with occasional 5 footers at high tide. And with the gusty winds, we're going to have a considerable rip current risk again. So the advice to swimmers and surfers would be to stay out of the water. And if you do not decide to do that, then you should always have a buddy with you and as close to lifeguards as possible. But we're getting out of the summer season, of course, so not a lot of lifeguards to help us out. So best advice is to just stay on the beach if you're going to go out there, not in the water. The rip current risk will gradually improve by early next week. The rest of the tropics, we still have Jose kind of milling around east of New York City, and really we can thank Jose locally for Maria's miss on Florida and much of the southeastern U.S., because I pretty strongly feel that if we don't have Jose helping to create this alleyway underneath it to its south, that Maria is going to come on into the U.S. and probably the southeastern U.S. But we got a little lucky on this one and needed this luck, didn't we? So it looks like Maria will follow that alleyway for a good distance, but still, again, when we get up the eastern coast there a little ways, that may not still workout may still be a problem, something to watch from Virginia to New England. And what's left of Lee is still hanging out over the eastern and central Atlantic. Any regeneration looks to be relatively minor. Even if it were to occur, this movement of the system would be north in time. It won't be able to get all the way across the Atlantic. I still believe that the area to watch late in the month into the early part of October will be the Western Caribbean and the Southern Gulf of Mexico. Good chance for at least a development, if not maybe a couple of developments in that area. And that's troublesome because the tendency will be for something there to likely get pulled a little bit northward. That's still in the long term a ways to go, but something to watch. And our weather, by the way, will turn decidedly wetter toward the end of the month, so enjoy the dry weather while we can. The longest stretch of dry weather now, as I mentioned earlier, since about the 20th of May or so. So it's a time to dry out a little bit, and certainly needed it. After a big hit on Puerto Rico, of course, yesterday, Category 4 Hurricane Maria, almost a Cat 5. Eyewall replacement cycle saved Puerto Rico from getting hit from a Cat 5. Not that it really matters. It was a violent hurricane. Power was out to 100% of the island nation as of last night, and obviously this is going to be significant for Puerto Rico, and what's the worst hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in at least 80-plus years and perhaps ever. And the other Caribbean islands and parts of the Lesser Antilles were raked again, too. In fact, I posted it on my Facebook fan page, pretty interesting images from post-Irma, and just to see how the landscape was so changed and went from lush green vegetation with satellite imagery to brown and just such devastation. So that's on my Facebook fan page. All right, we have a good day, and we'll continue to track the tropics, of course, at actionnewsjax.com and WOKV.com, talking the tropics with Mike. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47, Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, for News 104.5 WOKV.